Why it can be difficult to be deprogrammed from Christian indoctrination. Most people are unaware of the extent of the mass mind and its influence. The Judeo-Christian and Muslim virus has infested and has been embedded in the mass mind for centuries. This is all subliminal. In other words, your logical conscious mind is often not aware of it to the extent that it is there, but your subconscious mind and soul take this filth in. In addition to the extent it is infested and embedded, it is relentlessly pushed and kept going by idiots worldwide. Take just 1 year for an example. Pagan holidays were hijacked. Millions were tortured and murdered. So much for the Christian lies of love and peace and free will. Christianity has never been tolerant of any other beliefs, especially paganism. As for the Jews whining about being persecuted by the Christians, this is another lie, and what little they were was just for show. Catholic popes during the Inquisition ordered their inquisitors to leave the Jews alone. Christianity has always been pushed under the threat of torture and death onto the populace. In Japan, the emperor kicked the Catholic Jesuits out of the country as they wanted to murder all of the Buddhists that would not convert. The Jesuits are another Jewish program, and the Jews retaliated in 1945 with bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Getting back to the year, what were once pagan holidays and celebrations, all of this has been hijacked with the energies being directed into Judaism and Christianity. If you do some research, this is worldwide and in nearly every country with the exception of Islamic countries, and they do their own spiritual destruction and subliminal ugliness, infesting the mass mind with total rot. Also, in addition to the main holidays, there are other numerous dates where the Christians spew their filth. Take Spain, for example, their huge celebration of Holy Week, and then there is that Pentecost, which was also hijacked, and the list is extensive. Take all of that energy, along with the churches and their slavish worshiping fools, who work relentlessly for not only their own damnation and destruction, but also that of all humanity and all life on this earth. They are too stupid and deluded to see this. Then there is the Jewish-controlled media. All the while, the Jews pretend to be enemies of Christianity and persecuted by it. This is to fool the populace. Most people actually believe these lies, while in truth the Jews promote Christianity zealously behind the scenes, though they do so quietly and secretively, no different from those kosher symbols on our food bottles and jars, etc. Many TV shows and movies are steeped in Christianity. For example, many years ago, Little House on the Prairie was aired during what was called Family Hour. It not only had heavy Christian themes, but with the Jewish knowledge of psychology, it combined those themes with strong emotional reactions that were intended to be deeply touching for the audience. This sort of thing is powerfully subliminal, especially when it affects more than one sense and emotion. Then there was the family series The Waltons that promoted the same sort of subliminal Christian messages. I haven't watched any regular TV in probably more than 30 years, so this is going way back, but my point is anyone here with even half a brain is aware of how the Jews control the media. Another one, the 1959 movie Ben-Hur. I heard there was a recent sequel, but I wouldn't waste my time. The music, that filthy Nazarene, and all of the subliminal messages intended to associate Christianity and its related themes in the average mind with deeply touching, profound, tear-jerking, and emotionally moving scenes. Few people would not be emotionally moved at the ending of that movie, and the Jews who wrote and promoted it knew this. I also want to add that movie was promoted for families and children saw it, and it had a bloody violence in it along with other unsavory content that was not suitable for children. I also mention in my other sermons I like to do crossword puzzles, as do millions of other people. It is glaringly obvious most, if not all, the word and other word puzzles books on the newsstands were authored and published by Jews. Most of these puzzles and even your local newspaper have queries about that biblical filth. In other words, it is taken for granted that the populace is supposed to just know this lethal garbage like it is common knowledge. How many of you can walk down an aisle in a market or store during the Yule season and hear instrumental Christmas hymns, and even though there may not be words in a particular hymn, how many of you know the lyrics by heart? This is the kind of crap I mean. It is and has been so infested and embedded, most of us know the lyrics verbatim. The music alone is enough, and before you know it, your mind pulls up the lyrics. Then, for those of us who were first forced to go to church when we were underage, the embedded prayers, the robotic, stupid, meaningless trash that we had to memorize and repeat endlessly. Every stinking, vile church service or mass is a repeat of the human blood living sacrifice of that foul Nazarene. It is so repetitive and purposely embedded to no end. To add to this, most people are literally bored out of their minds when dozing off or in a mentally receptive state. This psychological poison takes hold like hypnosis. That is where it really gets embedded, and even those with the lowest intelligence levels are very open and receptive, as it is endlessly repetitive and reinforced. This is why this world is in the current state of depravity, the wars, the extreme suffering, and every other ugly and negative thing. Individuals do not have to read the Bible. All they have to do is tie into that negative energy, and it is embedded in the mass mind, and right now this earth is on the brink of disaster. In addition to its being perpetuated by humanity, enemy aliens known as Greys, who have a microchip implant, work relentlessly to push this malignant program. Many of us have been directly harassed by this alien degenerate scum spiritually on the astral. Christianity and its related lethal poisonous programs do not take no for an answer. Just as humans who have been heavily infected with the Christian virus and tie into its energy have an obsessive compulsive disorder, when it comes to getting others to accept Jesus, enemy spooks do the very same. Now that some level of free thought and freedom of religion have been established in most Western developed countries, these alien spooks are working even harder in other ways to try to destroy it. Enemy spooks cannot refrain from harassing those of us who know the truth. I will tell you, though, there does come a time when they will no longer try to deceive you with the Christian lies. This is when you know the truth 100%. Then they resort to other tactics of harassment. My advice to all of you who are having problems getting Christian, Muslim, and related embedded poison out of your minds is to study, study, and do more studying. There are loads of sermons, articles, and all kinds of reading materials on the main Joy of Satan website, Satan's Library and ExposingChristianity.com. If any of you are having reservations in regards to trying to call upon our original gods, then my advice is to wait. There is no hurry. Clear your mind first, and then only when you feel completely relaxed and comfortable you can go ahead with this. True Satanism is liberation and freedom, especially spiritual liberation and freedom. You only need to be yourself. Nothing is forced upon you. Be aware of and know this. Just be free. If there is something you are not completely comfortable with, then don't do it. Work on yourself and work on ridding your mind of that foul, toxic Christian waste first, and replace it with positive knowledge, positive thoughts, and a positive faith. Positive faith is not blind faith. Positive faith is faith in what you know to be true, and faith in yourself to make the correct choices, free of coercion and any fear.